Bitcoin shorts lose $197 million as BTC reclaims 69,000 on ceasefire hopes. Bitcoin surged past $69,000 on April 6, squeezing $196.7 million in short positions as reports of a potential 45-day ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran reached trading desks. The move marked a 3% jump from 66,634 to an intraday high of 69,350, the widest 24-hour swing in over a week, according to CoinDesk. As of April 6, 2026, BTC is trading at 69,143, ETH at 2130, 3.7%, and SOL at 8193, 1.9%. The fear and greed index sits at 37, still firmly in fear territory, despite the rally. $274 million liquidated, shorts take the worst of it. Total crypto liquidations over the past 24 hours hit $273.8 million across 81,019 traders. The damage was lopsided. Short sellers accounted for $196.7 million of the total, nearly three times the $77.1 million lost by longs. The single largest wipeout was a $10.17 million ETH USDT short on Binance. That 3-to-1 ratio tells a clear story. Traders had piled into bearish bets during several weeks of sideways action in what analysts have called the $65,000-$73,000 war range, a five-week consolidation band that has defined BTC price action since the Iran conflict escalated. When the ceasefire headlines hit, those positions became exit liquidity. The ceasefire catalyst reports from multiple outlets indicate the U.S., Iran, and regional mediators are discussing a potential 45-day ceasefire framework that could lead to a permanent resolution. Separately, two LNG tankers from Qatar were spotted heading toward the Strait of Hormuz for the first time since the conflict began, signaling a possible easing of shipping disruptions. For crypto, the relevance is direct. The Iran-Hormuz toll story we covered earlier showed how the conflict had begun touching crypto payment rails. Energy prices and risk sentiment both feed into crypto markets, and a credible ceasefire pathway removes one of the largest macro overhangs from Q2. BTC's previous ceasefire rally attempt faded quickly. Our coverage of the derivatives pullback showed how the $46 billion derivatives market retreated after the initial euphoria wore off. This time, the squeeze mechanics are different. Bearish positioning was far more crowded going in. Sentiment was at its most bearish since the war started. Sentiment data cited by CoinDesk showed social media sentiment had reached its most negative skew since the conflict began, with roughly 5 bearish posts for every 4 bullish ones. That kind of one-sided positioning typically precedes sharp reversals, and this time was no exception. The fear and greed index reading of 37 adds context. Even after a 3% daily candle, the market remains in fear. That disconnect between price action, recovering, and sentiment, still scared, suggests this move has room to run if the ceasefire talks produce concrete progress. Conversely, if talks stall, the same $65,000 floor that has held for 5 weeks becomes the next test. Key resistance, $71,500, then $81,200. The rally moved BTC out of the lower half of its five-week range, but left it well short of a breakout. Two levels matter from here. The $71,500 zone represents the upper boundary of the current range and the last swing high. Above that, $81,200 is the level BTC needs to reclaim to exit the war range entirely. Total crypto market capitalization climbed back above $2.5 trillion. Beyond BTC, the broader market followed. ETH gained 3.7%, XRP rose 2.2% to 1.34, and SOL added 1.9%. Dogecoin climbed 1.7% to 0.093. For crypto card users holding positions on exchanges, these liquidation events are a reminder that leverage exposure cuts both ways. The $10.17 million single position wipeout on Binance illustrates how fast concentrated leverage can unwind during a sentiment shift.